Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim. This time I am joined by the divine one, Mr. Lance Levine, from Shooting the Shiz at Cool Kids Countdown.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Ready to watch some Japanese wrestling today, sir?
I am definitely looking forward to it. These are two women I've never seen before.
Well, my whole goal here was to prove to you that Manami Toyota is the best women's wrestler of all time.
I think, didn't Meltzer say, like, the best wrestler of all time?
A lot of people say that. She's fucking amazing. And you are an expert of women's wrestling. So that's why I figured we should watch a women's match.
Yeah, definitely. Today's women's wrestling. But I have to admit, I mean, I first started, honestly, I'm ashamed to say it, but I first started getting into Japanese stuff only about 6-7 years ago at all. Right, so, yeah. I mean, this is all pre-me for sure, getting into Japanese stuff. So I'm really looking forward to this.
There you go. We've got a 32-minute, 34-second long video here. So the link is in the description. Highly suggest watching along with us. We'll get it synced up. You get to 0 seconds. We'll give you a countdown. You can watch along with us. So let's get into it. Manami Toyota. And how were we pronouncing this other
one? I'm
going
to say Kyoko Inoue.
Yeah, this is for the IWA singles title. So let's get into it. 3, 2, 1, play. All right.
So we have the Japanese Tom Phillips.
He really does look like Tom Phillips. He's not doing the squat, though, because he's not super tall. So.
I wonder if he's going to say she's fighting off all comers, like Tom Phillips said last night. That was great on SmackDown.
Yeah. Look at this getup, man.
She's got the Ultimate Warrior look.
She kind of does have the Ultimate Warrior look.
Yeah. But who stole it from who?
Also, rockers.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, she's got the fringe going on.
And that hair. That is Vidal Sassoon expert, you know, 70s, 80s hair. Here we go.
There she is.
Is that Manami Toyota?
Yeah. In my opinion, head and shoulders above any other woman wrestler ever.
Okay. Not a bad-looking lady.
Dude, she's way hotter now. It's crazy.
Wow, that's bizarre. And the first thing I thought of when I saw her gear was Tito Santana as the Matador.
Oh, man.
Kind of some weird Matador look. Hopefully she's better in the ring, I'm taking it.
Yeah, she just recently retired. She worked her last match like couple of years ago only.
Yeah. Do you know, is this a Meltzer special, like 5-star match, or do we have any idea?
I believe it is. Manami Toyota has, she's up there as far as how many 5-star matches she's had. I think she's had five or six, something like that. I should probably know that coming into this if I was prepared. But
but they happened in Japan, so of course, you know, that was going to be Meltzer was going to give him 5 stars anyway, of course, you know. If they happened here, it would have been a star and a half, of course.
I like this intro action here.
Yeah.
Ultimate Warrior entrance.
Yeah, and the place is pitch black. That's kind of cool.
You can't see shit. That's kind of a Michael Jackson jacket going on
there. Yeah.
She's taking on the champion here.
For some reason, this reminds me of that weird porn clip you guys put up like a year ago. The Japanese in the ring.
Oh, dude.
Sorry.
I had never seen such a thing. That was amazing.
Are they throwing streamers? Is that it's already a thing in 92?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, that was weird shooting. It looked like she fell. It looked like she pulled a Titus O'Neil there, but she didn't. It was just weird shooting it from the ceiling.
We've got the champion. How are we pronouncing it? Only one of us knows how to pronounce her name.
Kyoko Inoue. It's right on my screen, so
Inoue.
It's got to be it. Inoue. In no way am I an expert on this.
In no way will I be able to pronounce her name correctly for the rest of this match.
In no way am I not going to make jokes about all of their names.
Oh, it's streamers in the house, yeah.
Yep. Oh, gee. 60-minute time limit.
Look at all those streamers.
Yeah, they're cleaning it up. Get those boys up there. Well, it's girls.
It's young girls, huh?
Yeah, young girls. Is that a thing?
Don't Google that after the show.
I might Google it now. This match is still on.
Japanese young girls.
And we got fringe and everything, like you said, the rockers. Yeah, there's sort of a Marty Jannetty thing going on here.
Yeah, neon, check, fringe, check, face makeup, check. It must be 1992.
Is that red shoes?
No. This is not red shoes.
without the sound, I feel like we're doing an episode of what was that show? MXC.
Yeah.
Most Extreme Challenge.
That, or I always feel like it's in the back of my mind to do like a, racist sounding Japanese voices.
Well, this is 30 minutes long. I think we might have time to. It might degenerate into that.
Here we go.
Oh,
double croc drop kick to start.
And Toyota has the now her gear looks like Lisa Marie Veyron, the Victoria gear. Yeah. Like the full body singlet thing there.
Oh, shit, son. Wait, where are you going?
Hold on. Hold up. Let's do something here.
See, nice. I said for a long time, everyone's talking about, like, the women's evolution and, oh, we're setting, we're taking women to the next few.
Uh-huh.
This was 1992, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to do a Russo, bro.
Yeah, but WWE is, of course, they revolutionized women's wrestling. Holy shit. From the top rope to the floor in one fluid motion like that.
Yeah, it's a little bit shaky at the top, but still.
It's still.
But yeah, we watched some shit recently for pay-per-view take two. Oh, it was AWA from like 1983, and the women's wrestling was legit as fuck on it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wendy Richter and I forget who else, but they're not dressed like hookers. They're
right. They're
serious. They're having a serious match, and it's like well done,
In the AWA?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, check that out on the Suplex City Limits channel. Pay-per-view take two, where we rebook AWA Super Sunday 1983.
Nice. I don't know what the hell that move was called, but it looked really good.
Yeah.
I think she's going to tap right here.
The rest of it is just celebration.
It's streamers. Oh, there was a tap. I saw a tap.
They bukkake the shit out of her with streamers, man.
This is like one thing in wrestling I'm not a fan of when they do the rolling around. It's like the midget matches. Or I'm sorry, little people matches.
I love midget matches, dude.
When they roll around like that.
Man.
In a serious match like this, they could do less rolling around.
Why are we not doing a midget match right now?
Next time. Little people match. Dwarf match.
Yeah. I love that shit, man. I think that I was pitching recently that they should have 95 Live and have a minis division. Fucking great, man.
Except Hornswoggle would never make weight.
No. He might not make weight for 205 Live.
Yeah, I don't think so. The size of that ass. Oh, nice beaver shot there. They try and stay away from that these days. That is politically incorrect in 2018.
There you go. I mean, this is action-packed shit here so far.
Yeah, nonstop. Nonstop so far. So the champ is the Marty Jannetty chick?
Yeah.
And Toyota is clearly, if she's the best in the world, I can imagine where this is going.
Yeah, I should clarify, too. While I've watched a lot of random Manami Toyota matches, I don't recall watching this or anything. So.
Yeah. Nice move. Like the fans in the audience are like kind of the, what you hear about wrestling in the 30s and 40s here where they were wearing suits and ties and stuff. You got guys in ties and jackets in the front row.
Yeah, man.
It beats Caitlyn Jenner and Simca in the front row and the sad sacks at the WWE pay per views.
All right. Here we go. I'm trying to look up some information about this. Manami Toyota.
So how old is she here? If she just retired, so she's probably pushing 50 or so?
Toyota doesn't really have... Oh, yeah. She was born in 1971. So she's 21 years old.
Wow, so she's 21 here? Boy, yeah. She looks a lot older than that here.
Yep.
Not that that's a bad thing, but shit, at 21, she's in her prime.
Do you, if anything, you would think a 21-year-old girl would be pretty fucking green, actually.
Well, I mean, for her, if she's got that reputation, this is like when she's at her athletic best, probably.
This is better than a lot of matches that...
Already,
this
yeah.
is better than, like, almost probably every match I watched this last Friday.
Yeah.
From the Arabian Nights pay-per-view.
Yeah, I kind of missed having the random Arabian dudes just standing around, just standing there.
Milling
somebody
about
in, somebody in one of the groups said that that was security. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess I was looking for something different for them to be dressed differently for security. But they just seemed like, you know, guys who couldn't give a shit just standing around with their backs to the ring and stuff. So I guess they could have been security.
Manami Toyota was the first inductee into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame. The first woman, inductee.
That is high praise.
She's now since been joined by a few others, but...
Moolah, I'm sure.
No, actually.
She's not going to tap. There's no way she's tapping here. It's been, like you said, it's been nonstop. They'll take the deliberate, very quick, you know, rest breaks here to catch their breath, but then they're going to get right back to it. This is really cool.
Yeah, All Japan killed it with the women's wrestling. Mm-hmm. I guess kind of it just in general, right, for a long time.
So All Japan had their own women's division? I mean, like a separate wing altogether?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the IWA championship is what it's called, but it's the All Japan Women's Wrestling title. It actually started in Stampede Wrestling. It has lineage to 1987.
Oh. I can't do a Stu Hart impression, I'm sorry.
And let those jet broads
stretch
each other out in the ring.
I always thought that was Tyler doing that voice.
It is.
You could have conversations with each other as Stu Hart.
Stu and Stu. Well, Stu Hart has agreed he's going to be coming on and doing an episode of this.
Oh, great.
I don't know if you heard the Bob Caudle one, but that's pretty fucking great.
Mm-hmm. Where he drifted in and out of Bob Caudle throughout the show.
He was drunk.
Bob Caudle drunk? I can't believe it.
Yeah.
There's no way. I think she makes the ropes here. I'm going to go out on a limb. She's going to make the ropes. Oh, well, there we go. The Kevin Owens, one finger on the rope.
I fucking love that. The crowd just, completely does the old school Japanese crowd.
Yeah, yeah. There's the Japanese, that silent Japanese heat. Well, they're giving this Inoue chick all the offense here. So at some point, they're going to turn it around and she's going to go apeshit, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm a little bored of the submissions at this point, but if I admit, but.
Ooh, nice. Nice elbows right to the noggin.
Yeah, these chicks work stiff as shit, too.
Yeah, well, just like the guys in Japan, I'm sure they're coming up through similar type dojos where they take it seriously.
Yeah, the fact, you know, who is the last Japanese, have they had a Japanese woman in WWE besides Asuka?
Since Jumping Bomb Angels?
Right, yeah.
Kairi Sane.
Well, they recently only got her, too.
Right, right.
She came after Asuka, actually.
Yeah, but I'm saying in between, honestly, yeah, it may have gone all the way back to Jumping Bomb Angels.
Well, back when they would just bring in, like, women's teams from Japan because they didn't really care enough to have their own.
For half an hour.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's still sporting the Ultimate Warrior face paint there. I can't decide if she's more Marty Jannetty or more Ultimate.
You go right to Marty Jannetty?
No. Was Marty Jannetty in jail at this point?
92, I don't know.
In and out. It's a pretty good guess that he was. Or was he about ready to go through the barbershop window?
Could be, too. Here we go, and I'm going to get some high spot shit.
Oof, by the hair. That's illegal, even in Japan. Can't pull the hair. The shimmering, glowing hair. Ooh, that was nice, whatever that was.
Kind of a Samoan drop?
Kinda, yeah. I think Nia Jax should start watching some of this shit.
Well, I've said that for a long time. It's like, do they watch any of this? Do women, like... They talk about, like, Trish Stratus being an influence. Like, you should watch Manami Toyota match, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh! Oh, God. She looked like she broke her back.
Yeah, with their evolution shit, it's like, you could have had...
Oh, shit! Right to the head? And the head to the rail.
You could have had any variety of amazing Japanese female wrestler anytime you wanted, all the way back to the early 90s. They chose not to have anyone like that.
Ass to face. That was my Nakamura.
That was pretty good right there.
Ass to face. What is that bottle? Like, it looks like Budweiser or something.
That's nice, though. That's in a handy. You get some water while you're doing the match.
This is nice. Yeah, it's like a little mini timeout. There's no timeouts in wrestling. Oh, here comes something. Like, everybody's moving away. No, maybe not.
Just a lot of people at ringside.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of photographers.
The same, like, shit, the same, like, metal cage around the crowd that they, New Japan still has.
Yeah. Yep. Well, this chick is getting
all
the offense. Yeah, she's getting all the offense.
Well, she is the champion.
Backbreaker.
Shoulder breaker, maybe?
Spinning.
Oh, shit. Right. Toss that bitch.
Ooh. Was that a kick out, or did she make the ropes?
She made the rope. You know, this champion's no slouch either. I mean, not that you would expect the champion to
right,
be,
right.
But like, she's a hell of a worker too, man.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great match.
That's pretty good shit.
And as much as, I mean, like what you had said earlier about you consider me an expert on women's wrestling, I mean, when I go to the Shimmer, I go to all
no,
the Shimmer.
No, come on, three? Cause... Oh, that's badass. Nine. I love it.
Nine.
Four.
What? So she's finally getting some offense. Oh, to the head.
Five. God damn it.
I think that's red shoes, but he's wearing other shoes. Oh. A young brown shoes.
Abacadena is known as brown shoes.
Beige shoes.
He looks like he has red shoes to me, man.
They look brown.
They all wear red shoes, though, I think.
Oh, a splash to the back. The little used splash to the back. So, no, what I was going to say about Shimmer is usually the longest we ever get matches in Shimmer are like 10 minutes at the most. Usually about 6, 7, 8 minutes on average. So this, the fact that we're already, where are we? We're 15 minutes into this already.
Yeah.
And we still got another 15 or so minutes to go. So these girls are working their asses off.
Well, I was looking for high-rated Manami Toyota matches, and this was the shorter fucking one. And also, a lot of people say it's more a little more action-packed than some of the other ones, but...
Yeah, I mean, you were talking about the rest holds, but I mean, shit, if they're going to go 30 minutes, they need some mixed in here, for sure.
But most of the matches for her were like 40 minutes, 50 minutes. Like, holy fuck.
Ouch. She is nowhere near the ropes. She's going to tap. Oh, she can make the ropes. She'll do that crawl, that lobster crawl to the ropes. Those might be red shoes.
They're red. I like they
it's
all
the young
wear
red shoes.
It's not red shoes.
It's the young red shoes. He doesn't have the red belt, though, that evolved over time.
In your mind, he refereed like every Japanese match.
Yeah, that's right. Racist. This would be where Trample yells racist, because all Japanese referees look like red shoes, except for that one really buff guy in New Japan.
Just staying in this forever.
Yeah. The crowd has got to be going crazy. I wonder how big she was with female fans. Was she, like, instrumental in having Japanese, you know, like, was wrestling huge for the Japanese women at this time? Like, as far as the audience?
Oh, yeah, dude. This was the shit, man.
Yeah, so she was, like, a rock star back then.
Yeah. So there,
back to it.
Yeah, there. This should. That's what I'm saying. They're so far ahead of us.
Yeah.
That I don't think it's where this was then, even now.
Right. Oh, not even close. Not
as far
close.
As
I mean, there's definitely great wrestlers. There's great female wrestlers in the U.S. There's a handful in WWE, but there's a bunch on the indie scene. But I mean, this is just state of the art for fucking 1992. For Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
God, she's bendy as fuck, too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I always said, too, there's no, like, babyface in peril better or more convincing to me than a cute Japanese girl in pain. Some reason, dude. They're the best fucking other white meat babyface.
Sort of white meat.
Yeah.
The other yellow meat babyface.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit. This is good. Oh!
To the concrete. Oh, no, there's a little bit of pads on there.
This Inoue chick is a great base for her, too, for like all moves and stuff. And I'm not saying that she's just a base. She's certainly going to, but she's been a really good base for her.
She does that fucking move all over. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, a twinge to the elbow there. Toyota's elbow is banged up.
This chick just like bounces off anything, cannonballs at you.
This, for some reason, having never seen her before, I'm getting like a Daniel Bryan kind of vibe from her, or vice versa.
I could see that.
Just the real, like you said, the white meat baby face.
Yeah. Manami Toyota has amazing matches all through their early to mid-90s.
Oh! See, you see shit like that nowadays, like almost every Monday night you'll see a move like that, and it's taken for granted, but back then, I'm sure that was like a really cool move.
I don't know, man. They work so fast. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of women's wrestling to me is kind of slowed down. This shit is fucking. I mean, they're wrestling like men. You know?
Yeah, like you said, short of those couple of rest holds early on, it's just nonstop.
I'm saying the speed that they come off the ropes, the speed that they're doing everything, all of this. I mean, that's fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at how fast all these
rolls. Oh, the rolling. No, not the rolling again. Jeez, that's twice in this match.
Yeah, I'd like to ban that spot from wrestling.
This is a midget match now. Okay, get back to regular grappling. Okay, good.
I mean, I guess the idea, like, you get them dizzy and try to pin them.
I guess, but you get dizzy yourself, too. It's like the airplane spin is the dumbest thing to me.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Delivering some kind of elbow. Elbow or drop kick. There we go. To the mush. Right to the mush.
She fucking is great with those.
Yeah, and then going to the other side, doing it again.
Probably.
Yep.
They look good as fuck, though.
Sure did. And she took it good, too.
I wouldn't want to have to take that bump all the time, throwing those thrust drop
like
kicks.
Like 3 times in a row? Oh, that was a little bit higher, too.
God
shit.
Damn.
That was the broken neck right there. Let's see if she can hit a fourth one. Are you actually going to get up? Oh, and take another one. Shit.
She did 5 of them last time. Holy fuck.
Wow.
But, like, I'm into this right now. Like, I am fucking so behind her right now in this.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
It's crazy.
And that's with, we have the sound off, you know. I mean, I don't know if the crowd would be going apeshit.
It doesn't look like it.
I know, it doesn't look like it at all. But there's a couple ladies clapping in the front row there politely, you know. But I think if this was going on in the States, the crowd would be going apeshit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, back in the day, the most you get out of the Japanese crowd, and a little bit of applause.
Or even if this was, like, I mean, I know it's impossible for it to be at a New Japan card, but if this was, like, a main event or a semi-main at Tokyo Dome, the crowd would be getting into it, for sure. More than it appears that this crowd is.
What is the... what is that called now? What is the current badass Japanese women's wrestling...
Stardom,
because they had a chick from there. She was in the Impact, or not the Impact, the Ring of Honor Women's Tournament recently.
Yeah, there's a handful of them.
Dude, they're fucking good.
Yeah, we have Ring of Honor is coming to Chicago on Mother's Day, and I think they have some of them working that card. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Oh, now she's back on top. Doing the bow and arrow. The bow and arrow.
Is that the... It's a very classic term for it, I suppose.
He's showing my old school knowledge that I don't usually show. Shoulders are down. Shoulders are down.
At first I thought...
Ref?
It was a surfboard, but a surfboard's the other way.
Yeah. I believe Toyota's... Or Inoue's shoulders are down, ref.
Shoulders are up.
Brown shoes, where are you? He's on the wrong side. Can't even see. Red shoes has gotten a lot better since then. Oh, I think her Ultimate Warrior paint is gone, finally.
Oh, the bridge out. That's fucking great.
A one count. That's disrespectful. There we go. The Walls of Jericho.
Back to this, yeah. Selling this.
She'll make the ropes. No, she's in the middle.
I mean, if I have a little bit of a critique come into mind here, it's like, for how much she's working, she works the back this fucking long and crabs and shit, and then she goes up and rips off like 5 thrust drop kicks off the top rope.
And and she goes back to it.
It's like, dude, I just watched you fucking in all kinds of back submissions for like 10 minutes.
Nice. Oh, shit. So fucking smooth.
Yeah. And fast.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, from the top this time. Oh, a splash. Oh, to the knees. The dreaded knees.
Yeah. And she's a chick, too. Like, this chick here, you can see she's got some muscle to her. Toyota doesn't look like she's has any muscle on her at all.
No, she just looks, like, in shape, you know? She looks like a 92 in shape chick. Well,
here's your fucking...
Yeah, let's all get dizzy. Cesaro swing.
Yeah.
This is where Cesaro got it from?
That's one of the worst things. Like, of all the things to take in, I would never want to fucking be spun like that. I would puke all over the place.
Yeah, for sure. There'd be sushi all over the ring. Oh, and she powers out.
Who does?
Like you said, she's really nimble the way she bends like that.
Who does that? Who bridges out of pins like that anymore?
Like that, yeah. Yeah, like you said, I mean, I think that the Sasha Banks of the world, the girls that have a lot of talent that are there now should watch some of this shit because they could really learn amazing amounts.
You would hope that they would be aware, like, that somebody would be aware of this shit.
Fuck. Her head barely missing the rail again.
I don't believe that they're actually like, think great, Fabulous Moolah is like the best female wrestler ever. Jesus, man.
That was awkward as fuck, but it looked good. She caught her. At least she caught her. Oh, here we go. What the fuck is this going to be? Oh, shit!
What the fuck?
Fuck, that is trusting your opponent, for sure, right there.
And she doesn't stop and, like, wear it up. It's like one foot up on the rope and flipping. Yeah.
There's no breather there. She just laid it in and gets right back in the ring with her.
This is fucking...
Yeah, this is amazing.
We've watched some pretty good matches on this show, but this might be the best match I've watched on this show so far.
She landed on her own head on that one. That one hurt.
Yeah. Nice. Jesus
Christ. Nice. All right, back to the back.
Here comes the surfboard.
Oh, no. The reverse.
Oh, wow. I've never seen somebody roll into it like that.
Reverse of the surfboard.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was pretty cool. There's a counter for the counter, Jim.
Yeah.
That was just a body slam. Oh,
yes!
Oh, I love that. That was like the Ruby Riott cannonball this week.
That was interesting.
That was similar to that. It was similar. It was a lot closer to the corner, but that one was halfway across the ring. That was cool.
I popped for that when she did
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, at least we know Ruby Riott probably watches this stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that. She's one of the better...
She's outstanding. They fucked up with her character and what they're doing with her, but in the ring, she's outstanding. Mm-hmm.
One thing I don't like about this, it's hard to see what the count is because
the
way they go to a pin and you can't see the ref most of the time.
Right. It's shot up ultra close.
Yeah. You got to get the fucking ref in there so people watching know what the count is, man.
And it's not like, well, we have the sound off, so we can't hear the 1, 2, 3 either, too. So, fuck, top rope, top corner. Oh,
wow.
Ouch.
I don't even know what happened there.
Once again, it looked awkward, but it looked good at the same time.
It looks like it fucking hurt.
Yeah. So that, he held, it looked like he held up at 2, but she had bridged out, but the camera was shooting it so poorly.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
God damn.
I don't know what the hell that was, but that looked awesome.
It was like an attempt at a jackknife or something.
Yeah.
And the only reason I call it a jackknife is because she almost landed on her neck, and that's... Any power bomb where the person lands on their neck, that's a jackknife power bomb, in my opinion. Because that's what Kevin Nash did.
Is he in the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame?
He is not.
I don't see that happening.
There's 159 inductees. He's not one of them.
I can't see that happening. It will never get to that point.
Neither is Hulk Hogan, though, for that matter. Maybe after Hogan dies, I'll put him in. But it's going to be like
the following week.
It'll be like a Savage thing, right? With like WWE wouldn't put Savage in until he died. So I'm not going to put Hogan in until he's dead.
And brother. I'm sure he's pissed about that.
I'm sure it keeps him up at night, but you know, that's just how it is, man.
That's how you roll.
Yeah.
Oh, the power.
Oh, my God.
Power through it. And look at her. Oh,
there it is.
There it is. And Manami Toyota becomes the champion, takes the title.
Dude.
That was outstanding, Jim. Good choice of match.
Yeah, I figured. I tried to tailor it towards, you know, I don't know, something that I think will work with the person. So,
yeah.
There you go, man. That was a really good match. I'd call that a 5-star match.
That was definitely a 5-star match. And we're at the 28-29 minute mark, so they went about at least 26 minutes or so, because there was a little bit of the intro there.
Yeah.
So, god damn, 26 minutes. I mean, it seems like all the, you know, like if you're the New Japan main events all go at least like 25 to 35 minutes. So this is right in that wheelhouse.
Yeah, very good.
Really cool.
Yeah, I'm glad we watched this one. So there you have it. Manami Toyota, new IWA champion here. And this was a fun match, so I think we'll call it good on this episode. You can follow me on Twitter at SuplexCityLimit. Follow Lance at ChocolatierLL.
On Twitter.
Yeah, on the Twitter.
And listen to Shooting the Shiznit.
Yeah.
On iTunes and all the other usual suspects of places you can find good podcasts.
Yeah, dude, one of our good brother fucking podcasts. So check that shit out, and we'll be back in the future with another side of Ringside with Jim.